place, your place. Episode 6, The Place of Spades. Why do you always take me up hills?
Oh, the view's worth it.
Ah, right.
Anyway, this one's not a proper hill. Rather, it doesn't look like a hill from down there. But right, here we are. Sit. Flask out.
How come I'm carrying it?
Because I've got cream cakes.
With vegan cream?
Ah, no. But I've got this. Flapjack. Special Dutch recipe.
Contains ginger?
No. It's got added licorice.
Mmm. Okay, I'll try. Small piece. Anyway, why here?
Ah, well, I've always liked it here. It's got a great view for such a seemingly insignificant hill.
Hmm. Really?
When the ha goes, that is. Look, there's a bit of green down there.
And now it's gone.
You know what? The last time I was here, I found that spade.
That old spade that you're cock-a-hoop about? That one?
It was a great find. It was stuck in the ground, like someone had been using it and then stopped. And it made me wonder why and what happened to them.
And with the har swirling now, you're turning this into a murder mystery?
Well, no, it's a good spade. I'd be sorry if I lost it.
Maybe the fairies took whoever was using it, and they're having a wild time in the fairy hall inside this hill.
I think it was just left or lost when the foresters were planting trees here a while ago.
You told Toby?
He said keep it. No one's reported anything missing. The planters are mostly transient. They move from job to job, probably won't be back. And he said, if you've scrabbled up there, here that is, you're welcome to it.
Nice Scottish accent.
I like that spade. It's for planting and the like, not a garden spade. Your granddad had one, passed down from his father and so on. It went to my uncle, I seem to remember, caused a lot of ruckus.
A spade is a family heirloom causing inheritance infighting. Wow.
Well, it was more than just a spade. There was history there.
When is a spade not a spade? When it's betrayed. A betrayed spade that strayed. I'm afraid.
Finished?
I'm dismayed.
You think of any rhymes with shovel? Good.
Are you going to pass your new old spade down to me?
Of course. Like my dad's fishing rod. My granddad's spade, too, had a lot of history. It was pretty much like this one. He used to dig the ground when he first came over to the UK and set up his growing business.
We're on to cabbages again.
That's right. And leeks and cauliflowers and the like, at first. Then tomatoes, when he'd put up the glass houses. You've heard this?
Once or twice.
And then he got a rotavator. Imagine, though, digging 3 or so acres by hand at least twice each year.
Acres?
An acre is...
I know.
One chain by 1 furlong.
Oh.
66 feet by 660 feet.
Right.
I only know that because Grandad drilled it into me. He made me dig, too. Why, I said, you've got a rotavator. You know what he said?
Roll me a cigarette?
He said, I have a rotavator because I have dug.
Hmm.
He meant that without having done the hard stuff, you don't appreciate the things that make the hard stuff easier.
Ah, like me carrying the heavy rucksack up the hill.
Exactly. Anyway, this hill, the new trees up here, they're all dug in by hand, no machines here. It seems higher than it could be from down there, doesn't it?
Actually, yeah. Sort of part of the landscape without it really being noticeable.
That's it. That's what it is. What's it called, do you think?
The Hillish Non-Hill. Or Little Hill that's not really here.
It's a bit like the hills in Friesland.
There are hills in the Netherlands?
Yes, but not very big ones. I don't know about the rest of the country, but around where my dad was born, and where his father and his father came from, there are lots of places like Alsum and Achlum and Angum and Midlum, places. The bit means it's a slightly higher place. It's where the church and all the old buildings are from medieval times, on higher ground, up from the boggy land that used to flood and had bad marsh mist swirling around.
Makes sense.
The bit comes from the Frisch meaning home. bit like this hill. It's funny, it reminds me of home. Or rather, the home where my ancestors came from. And I like it here. I sort of feel at home. How's the flapjack?
It's, flavoursome. An acquired taste, I think. It's strong.
In fact, this is one of the first places me and your mum came across here. We used to come here a lot with cream cakes.
You never told me.
Well, you were at school. We didn't want to distract you. Perhaps we should call it Cream Cake Hill.
Mum-um Hill is better. Or Mum Hill.
Good one. That's better than what it is called. This hill is the Nok Sasnach, the Hill of the Sasnach.
That's not a very nice word, is it?
Well, Toby the Keeper says it can be used negatively, but it means something more like foreigner, coming from the word Saxon, the Hill of the Saxons, which I think is okay. Friesland is next door to Saxony and the land of the Angles, and we liked it here, me and your mum. Saxony Angles. We felt at home, even before I knew that.
The spade's got a home too now. Found on the hill where the spade stays. Ah, lovely. Pringles.
Well, not quite. Remember what we were talking about at Prace Marie, or rather what we're calling Prace Marta.
Is that...
Mum's ashes. Yes. Or rather, some of them. Her mother and father wanted a share, and I kept some back. Do you think we might want to?
Here you are, Mum. A nice view forever.
On the hill of the foreigner.
The hill of the mother's home. Mum-um Hill.
She's definitely part of here now. Well done. You all right?
I think so. Are you?
As long as I have you, yes. We've got through the hard stuff now, I think. Look, the ha's going.
Here, Dad, swap, yeah? This flapjack for one of those cream cakes, if you scrape the cream off. Our Place, Your Place by Phil Barda, with Benjamin L. Ray as the father and Innes Anderson as the daughter. A Manganel Theatre production. Thanks for listening.